Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load, and, I found him. He's deep in the heart of Texas again, but joining us again from in the heart of Texas is writer Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, and I am glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you. So this is sort of good and it's sort of bad. They haven't published a lot of your stuff lately, but there's a lot of stuff that we have missed. And now we're going to do a little cleanup. We're going to tie off the loose ends on the Dean Weingarten archive, the close archive that we have, and we're going to go cover some things we haven't talked about, like this one, and I'm looking at a picture of it, Flat Tire Leads to Gunfight in North Carolina.
Yeah, it's a sad case. I mean, sad for everybody involved. This happened on July 3rd in the evening about 7:30 p.m. So, you know, that's in the middle of summer. And the sun sets rather late, so it was still plenty light at 7:30. And it happened in North Carolina. And this North Carolina State Trooper, Jeffrey L. Dunlop, noticed a disabled vehicle. Apparently, it had a flat tire.
Right.
And it was near milepost 33 on I-26. So I looked at the media reporting on this, and it's a very sad case, and it's dramatic because they released a screenshot of this older white guy, kind of a skinny older white guy, and he's got a Desert Eagle 44 Magnum pointed directly at a state trooper from probably 10 feet or less, and, it doesn't look good. And it turns out, from what they say, they have dash cam video of this interaction. And they claim that this older gentleman with the Desert Eagle, Wesley Scott Taylor, 56 years old, was changing a tire when the trooper decided to stop to investigate. They say help, but he obviously was also investigating because they say that the trooper smelled alcohol on Taylor's breath.
Right.
And asked him to take an alcohol test. Now, I've read different court records, so when a trooper smells alcohol in a situation like this, even though the suspect is not driving, they can still request a alcohol test. I don't believe you have to take it, but if you don't, it's questionable whether you can lose your license or not. And the courts generally have ruled that because of the circumstantial evidence, you can assume they were driving even if they're not driving. And what happened was, as they got into some kind of a little verbal altercation, and that is supposedly recorded on the dash cam, which has not been released to the public as far as I know. And when Taylor, he went to the cab, and the trooper said he thought he went to get a tool to assist in changing the tire, but instead he got the 44 Desert Eagle and pulled down on the trooper, and they say that he shot the trooper in the chest, but that the ballistic vest stopped the shot, and then the trooper drew and killed Taylor. Now that, I think it's a really sad case because it doesn't look to me that any of this would have happened well, there's several things that could have stopped it, but none of it would have happened if Taylor had not had a flat tire, which is kind of a weird, you know, circumstance. But it turns out that Taylor had a record. About over 30 years ago, he had committed some criminal events that looked like they are felonies, as far as I can tell. And he was found guilty, and he served some prison time for them. That all stopped by 1990, over 30 years ago. And then one of the local outlets, WLOS, interviewed Taylor's neighbors, and Taylor's deceased, and they said, well, what kind of guy was he? You know, was he a scofflaw? Was he a bad neighbor? Is he just somebody that, you know, always breaking the rules? And basically they said, well, he was a great guy, but what happened was that he decided that he was going to attempt to kill the state trooper. Now, I can't read his mind. He's dead. But I looked at it, and they say that it's clearly a justified shooting of an armed suspect, because when somebody tries to kill you and you shoot him back, that's clearly justified.
Right.
But I just have to wonder about this, because I've lived long enough to see some of these changes take place. I'm older than Taylor, and it looks like from the record that he may have been a drinker of alcohol. So maybe if he hadn't been drinking, the trooper wouldn't have said, you need to take an alcohol test.
Right.
But let's assume that he had drank some alcohol, and our drunk driving, we have no tolerance for anybody drinking and driving anymore at all. It didn't used to be that way. I mean, it's gone to what I consider extreme. The penalties for imbibing and driving are huge. They can be, if you reach a certain level, you can get a felony on the first charge. And then you have all these interlocks and everything you put in your car, and it gets extremely expensive. Plus, he was a felon. He'd been convicted 10 years ago. I mean, more than 30 years ago. Now, what's ironic is that in the courts, it's being disputed as to whether a felon should be make you a prohibited possessor for life.
Right.
And so here, 30 years ago, he had these felonies, apparently because the people who did the investigation didn't find any serious offenses since about 1990. So that's a long time, but it didn't matter because he's still prohibited.
Right.
So I constructed a potential scenario that seems plausible, but of course I can't prove anything because I'm not a mind reader and Taylor is dead. But I suspect Taylor, knowing that he had these felonies, and knowing that if he did an alcohol test or refused to get one, they would not let him drive. They would almost certainly tow his vehicle. They would almost certainly search the vehicle, because that's the standard now when you tow a vehicle, is you search it. They would have found the Desert Eagle 44 Magnum. Now he's got, beyond the potential drinking and driving charge, he's got a felon in possession of a firearms charge.
Right.
Which is up to 10 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. And all of that might, especially if he was a little bit, you know, not on the top of his game because of drinking, and it's possible, we don't know. I have not seen any toxicology tests on him, which I would think they would do as a matter of course, but none have been released that I know of. So he's looking at these cascading events from a flat tire, a trooper stops, maybe help, notices alcohol, starts asking him to take an alcohol test, then maybe he could see potential arrest, potential finding of this firearm.
Let me get you to hold right there. Hold on. We'll conclude this on the other side, talking to Dean Weingarten. This article is at amaland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
All right. Here we are talking to Dean Weingarten, and we were just talking about the weird confluence of circumstances that brought this trooper together with this guy that probably was an okay guy until he felt like he was sort of hemmed into a corner, huh?
Well, that's what it kind of, I suspect. Now, there's obvious things that Taylor could have done to prevent this problem. One, he could have chosen not to drink.
Yeah.
We don't know because there's no toxicology test, so we don't know for sure if he was drinking or not. The second thing is, since he was convicted felon, he could have chosen not to have a gun in the car. But he'd been out of trouble for like 30 years. And anybody has to sympathize with somebody who kept himself fairly clean in terms of getting into a serious legal problem for 30 years after being a convicted felon. I mean, you know, you got to say he's not been convicted of anything serious since then. That is something of an accomplishment. But then I think, and this is speculation, it's pure speculation on my part, is that he thought probably, you know, I'm losing everything, maybe, and probably being a bit impaired by alcohol. That's my guess. Like I said, no toxicology test
right.
that I know of. But being a little impaired, he got desperate. He said, well, if I just shoot this trooper, I can get out of here, and maybe they don't have any record of me, and maybe I can evade the law. Well, all of that was extremely bad wishful thinking because with dash cam video and GPS and almost all traffic stops are reported to the dispatcher before the trooper gets out of the car, even though this wasn't exactly a traffic stop when it started out, the chances of it being noted by dispatch were extremely good. So the idea that Taylor could kill a law enforcement officer and get away with it was just fantasy. I mean, it's just not reasonable. Now, if you are a serious terrorist or a serious scofflaw who drives vehicles that are no way connected to you and that doesn't use a phone that is any way connected to you and, you know, just hops around from residence to residence all the time, moving from state to state. I mean, it's extremely difficult to commit serious crimes in the United States and get away with it for very long. It's just hard. Unless you're part of a community of serious criminals that all cover for each other. And that happens to some extent.
To some.
Not great.
Yeah.
And killing police officers is about as serious a crime as you can get because police officers are very protective of their own. So you almost never have a case where a police officer is killed and the person is not apprehended fairly quickly. Now, I'm not saying it never happens because I know of a couple of cases over many years where they have never got somebody. Not traffic stops, but it can happen. It's just really rare.
Sure.
And it's harder and harder with all the technology we have today. I guess what I'm trying to put out there is with the GPS and phones and tracking and cameras everywhere, the idea that you can commit a crime like this and get away with it is fantasy. It's just not rational. And so that's where we are. And Taylor took this extreme risk and terrible decision to attempt to kill this state trooper. Trooper was wearing a vest. Even though shot with a .44 Magnum in the vest, he recovered and he killed Taylor. And that's probably a far better outcome than the trooper getting killed. But it just seems sad to me that when we're at the point where this lifetime ban on the possession of firearms by felons is being challenged in the court, that all this happened at a point where it's possible in a few years it would not have been something for Taylor to worry about.
Would not have been a factor.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, as messed up as that is, it's not unheard of, is it, to have those kind of rules and regulations? What was illegal yesterday is legal today, that kind of thing. And
it's a sad state of our civilization. There's a famous Roman senator and historian, I think it's pronounced Tacitus, and he said, and this is, you know, a very famous quote, said, the more numerous the laws, the more corrupt the state. And this kind of goes along with this idea that show me the man, I'll show you the crime.
Right.
Everybody can be convicted of something. And looking at what President Trump is going through is an example. I am amazed that President Trump has not been convicted of anything. He has to be one of the most clever, law-abiding, with best attorneys ever for all these resources to be directed at him and not find anything they can actually convict him of. I mean, I have to make stuff up to go after.
Right.
But for most of us, there's something in our background that you can find that you can go after us for. There's just so many things. There's a couple of books out there that are entitled, one of them is Three Felonies a Day. And it says the average person in America, whether they want to or not, probably commits three felonies a day because of all the bureaucratic rigmarole of what you're going through. I mean, did you pick up a feather in the forest that belonged to a raptor? Well, it's actually a federal misdemeanor, but maybe possessing it for a while could make it a more serious crime.
Sure.
You know, did you fill in a low spot in your backyard? Well, fortunately, the Supreme Court just ruled the EPA probably doesn't have jurisdiction over that low spot anymore. But it did for a long time. Those sorts of regulatory slack. I mean, look at the stuff about firearms. You bought a pistol brace maybe 5 or 6 years ago. It was perfectly legal. Now the ATF is saying if you hold on to it, it may be a felony. And so that's the problem. I think we are on a trajectory as a society to rectify some of those, what I would call idiocies. But we're going through some difficult times to get there.
Right. Yes, we are. We sure are. We definitely are. But, coming up on the next break, this article is, this got published, I think, on the 17th. And you can find it in the archive section of ammoland.com. You can go to all contributors and then just look for Dean Weingarten. He's midway down on the left. Very chilling photo of this young fellow with the Desert Eagle. That would have to be something to be. I mean,
you don't see many Desert Eagles using.
No, you don't. Yeah, that's of all the guns that I could pick to be a carry gun, Desert Eagle is last. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. Former President Trump says he'll travel to Atlanta on Thursday to surrender in his Georgia election interference case.
He noted on Truth Social that he'll be arrested by Fannie Willis, who he referred to as a radical left district attorney. Trump was charged last week with racketeering in connection to alleged efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election results. I'm Dave Collins.
Tropical Storm Harold has made landfall in South Texas, bringing heavy rain, strong winds, and a chance for coastal flooding over a a million people in the area are under tropical storm warnings. More than 3 inches of rain has already fallen in the Corpus Christi area. One-third of adults believe COVID-19 vaccine misinformation, according to a KFF survey. Almost all respondents recognized false claims, with a third linking COVID vaccines to sudden deaths in healthy individuals. Of those, 10% considered it definitely true. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dean Weingarten, and well, you tend to look at all the trends and everything going on right now. One of the trends is that, well, for the last 47 months, we've sold at least a million guns each month since then.
It is incredible. It started in, I think, September of 2019, and we hadn't seen this before. We have the NICS. National Instant Background Check System was put into play in, let's see, 99, I believe. And we have, so we've got, you know, almost 23 years of data.
Right.
And early years, there was nothing like a million guns a month. You might get 10 million guns in a year, so. Usually less.
Right.
And what we have seen for the almost the last 4 years, another month will make it 4 years, 48 months. And I don't have any reason to believe we won't sell a million, see a million gun sales through NICS next month. 4 solid years of a million a month. The number of guns sold in this country has, it's gone up to a new plateau. And it really started, I would say, with the month, a month or two before the election of Barack Obama. So that's been about 10 years now. Let's see, so maybe a little more. Let's see, 2008, so 10, so 14, you know, 15 years.
Right.
Almost 15 years. And in that time, we've come close to doubling the amount of guns that were in the United States. We've sold over 100 million. I mean, I think in that time, let's see, we're up to about, at that time, I think we're at about 300 million, a little less. And now we're up to close to 460 million or so. We'll probably next year we'll almost certainly go over 500 million guns in the U.S. So it's this enormous increase in gun sales. And I have to preface it a little bit by, when you look at the NICS system, what has happened over time is more and more people are using NICS for things other than gun sales. Particularly the things they really use them for a lot of is permits to carry a gun. That's very common, and those numbers have gone up. There's something like 21 to 23 or 4 million people with permits now to carry guns in the United States. When you consider that only about 160 million people voted, a little less, in the last election, last presidential election, have something like 21 or 2 million people with carry permits, not just gun owners. Gun owners are probably well over 100 million. So we're seeing that, and to be a gun owner or a carry permit holder, you almost have to be able to legally vote in the United States. Now, permanent residents can usually get a carry permit, and they can own guns. But that's a tiny percentage compared to people who are citizens. So we have this very large number of people and very large increase in the number of gun owners in the past 15 years. Now, I think it's because Barack Obama showed himself he wanted to disarm the American public, and he considered anybody who wanted to have guns to be, you know, kind of a deplorable, as Hillary Clinton said. And when people are faced with this stark reminder that some of the most powerful politicians in the country want them disarmed, a lot of them say, well, we better get it while we can. And I think that's driven these tremendously high gun sales. One is this, what I would call political instability inside the country, whereas Barack Obama and then his allies have all said that they want to radically transform the United States. That means change everything that's here, get rid of it, and put in the things they like. A lot of people don't like that. They see it as a frightening, and I think reasonably so, concept. And then we have the foreign instability. We've got what happened in Afghanistan. We've got what is ongoing in Ukraine. We've got this sense that our political masters are not actually looking after our best interests. And with the potential of, and China, I mean, let's not forget the probably the largest actor in all this, our foreign potential problems is China. In my opinion, the major beneficiary of the Ukrainian war is China, because the Russian strength is depleted. American and NATO military arms are depleted. And who is not depleted? Well, the Chinese are not depleted.
Good point.
So I think that China is probably our most serious competitor, and I think they see us as an enemy to be destroyed or overcome or dominated. And in any case, that means we have more worries. And the more worries people see internationally as well as domestically, the more guns are sold. Because people say, you know, if things go really bad, I want to be able to protect myself. I want to be able to protect my family. I want to be able to protect my possessions. I mean, what good does 5 years of food supply do me if the police are all on strike or at their homes or they quit because Black Lives Matter says they're bad people and, you know, there's nobody to stop a gang from coming in and saying, hey, we want all that food you've got. We looked on the Internet and somebody did, a mass access to food suppliers, and we saw you bought a lot of food, so give it up to us or we're going to burn down your house.
Hmm.
So there are people, you know, who I hate to say it, but in the gun culture, I've talked to people who said, well, why should I supply a lot of food? All these people I know are storing food. I'm storing ammo and guns. Well, the implications of that are pretty nasty.
They're going to be raiders, huh?
I hope that people would not go that route, but I think it's partly human nature to, if you want something and somebody else has it and you don't, and there's nobody to stop you with force, you'll just take it. I think you can call that, in evolutionary terms, our evolutionary background, or if you're more religiously oriented, you can call it original sin. There are two sides of the same coin. People tend to be willing to do bad stuff if they see it as their interest and there's nobody to stop them. And so it's perfectly rational, in my opinion, to stockpile guns and ammunition. And where some people argue that you should stockpile gold and silver, and I don't have anything against that, except I found it was hard to actually buy stuff with real gold coin.
Yeah. How do they make change?
Yeah, well, it's hard.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it can't be done. We did it for a long time, but we haven't done it for a century. So I like to stockpile semi-precious metals, which are copper and brass and lead in the proper proportions.
Right.
You know, they're very useful things. The ammunition is very useful, and it has commonly been bartered all over the world. And when things go bad, ammunition grows in value rather quickly.
Yeah, I've got
22 shells is easily subdivided.
Right. I've got plenty of ammunition for what I perceive to be a need, but we'll just cover that on the other side. Talking to Dean Weingarten, this is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Last time on the firing line, this is Lock and Load, talking to Dean Weingarten. We were just talking about stockpiling ammunition and all these other things. I've also stockpiled a little bit of food. Well, when I say a little bit of food, I've got 3 or 4 cases of MREs. I've got a bunch of this emergency freeze-dried stuff for, it claims to be 65 days worth or whatever. And I just have to find water. And I guess depending on whatever the issue was, water might be easy to find or hard to find. I'm not sure.
You're exactly correct, and I applaud you. And water is something not a lot of people think about, but it is critical. It's more critical than food. You can live a lot longer without food than you can without water. And the other side of it is that maybe there's water, but is it good water?
Yeah.
It's a real pain to have to boil water in order to have drinking water. I mean, it can be done. It just takes a lot of fuel and time and effort to do it. Good filters are relatively cheap at the moment and a much simpler solution than attempting to boil water. So I have a couple of filters on hand. Just thinking about your supply. Where I come from, where I grew up in northern Wisconsin, you could put a standpoint down in the ground, 10 feet in a lot of places and get good drinkable water up. Might not taste as good as stuff that goes through more processing, usually have a little iron taste to it, but right. It's perfectly drinkable water.
I would think it'd be fairly filtered coming out of your ground there.
That's right, because it has to go through many feet of sand to get to you, and that pretty much takes out all the bacteria and things like that. But you have a little mineralization, not uncommon in a lot of things like that. So there's many people that could have just a hand-operated pump, maybe even just in their backyard, depends where you're at.
Right.
Or having a way to operate your well, if you have a well that doesn't depend on the grid. That's another potential failure there. So, and if you have to rely on an open water source, such as, a stream or a pond or something like that, well, it's water, it's wet, it'll keep you alive, but you have to worry about diseases in it. Particularly, there's flukes that you can get, and if sanitation goes bad, you can get some real bad diseases that have killed off lots of people over centuries.
Sure.
So you need a good filter to get that bacteria out of there to keep you from having diseases. And the other thing you can do for all that is just chlorinate the water. The taste is good, but it's easy and cheap to do. And there's, if you have a gallon or two, household bleach, there's plenty of information about how to kill off bugs with bleach.
Well, I mean, when you're thirsty enough, it don't really matter if it tastes like bleach or we used to have a pump in my backyard that it was had so much iron it was brown.
Sure, but you can drink it.
Yeah,
and it won't hurt you. Yeah,
but,
exactly.
Yeah, the thing I found interesting as I was looking around the other day is that on the one hand, in the Green New Deal, they're trying to figure out what to do about single-use plastic bottled water, right? But then if you look at a survival plan involving a nuclear attack, because a nuclear attack would mess up the water table.
Well, I wouldn't be worried as much about the water table as the electric grid going down.
Well, that's going to be gone, too. I mean,
it's going to take a while for the water, for that stuff to reach into the water table.
But it would depend on where the winds blew and where the fallout went and how big the yield was, lots of things.
I actually... You know, gosh, 30, 40 years ago, I studied it pretty extensively. And we were part of that. That was part of our emergency duties as a meteorology team when I was working at Yuma Proving Ground, was to provide upper-level winds if we had a nuclear attack. You know, our job was to collect the data so
sure.
people could say, well, where's the stuff going?
Well, when I saw that, I'm just thinking, well, what do we do about the Green New Deal? Those guys are not going to be happy with these findings that we need to stock up on bottled water.
It's unfortunate because they live in this fantasy of assumptions, basic assumptions about reality that I believe are false.
Right.
And when you can be the smartest person in the room, but if your assumptions are false, you're going to make bad decisions.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a paper recently came out talking about how 400,000 years ago, Greenland was green because the ice melted, right?
Okay.
And the ocean levels went up five feet. And then it had trees there at one point, but then it froze again.
Right.
But now they're saying that the ice, which had none of us, had nothing whatsoever to do with human beings, it melted 400,000 years ago, is very fragile. And it would be much more fragile due to us, even though, you know, we don't have in Antarctica, I've heard that the ice is just absolutely crazy right now. So.
Well. I've looked at the data, and it's not convincing to me at all. We're in an interglacial period. I don't think anybody disputes that. We're due for another ice age, which is what they talked about back in the middle 70s.
Sure.
You know, new ice age coming. But it didn't happen. We started warming up again on a slow cycle. We can't really affect it very much, I don't believe. And it'd be much, much cheaper to just adjust as the changes happen than to try to keep them from happening somehow. I'm not at all convinced that we can have enough impact on carbon to make any significant difference in the temperatures at all. And the people who are pushing it don't seem to be too interested because they don't care how much carbon China or India produced, and they produced more than the rest of the world combined.
Yeah. their position on that is just so stupid because first of all, we're talking about deindustrialization and devolution. That's what they would have to have in order for this to work. That means everybody's got to do it. And in these countries like India and China, where they have a lot of poverty, they don't care about saving the world, even if it was true.
Well, and for good reason, I would have to say.
Sure.
I don't blame them. If you're starving to death, saving the world is not your high priority for 100 years from now.
Right.
And that's another part of this. The idea that you can make a prediction and have any significant idea about how many degrees of warming to the tenth or hundredth of a degree 50 or 100 years from now is ludicrous. It's just not rational. That's the reason they have 20 or 30 or 40 models. If you knew, if the science was settled, you'd say this model is right. But the fact is our data is not good enough to be able to look at a model and see it traces the past, because the past history is probably nowhere near as good as a tenth of a degree. It's probably about maybe half a degree Celsius or 1 degree Fahrenheit. We can get some relative idea that it was warmer back at a certain time and it was not quite as warm as another time, but the absolute numbers are extremely difficult to calibrate. I don't believe anybody can really do it. And then to claim that this one day is warmer than another day, with all the changes we've had in sensor locations and the accuracy of the sensors, is just not there. So, I with a career of over 30 years as a professional meteorologist, I do not find the arguments that we can predict global warming or global cooling or changes in the climate with any degree of accuracy. I mean, if you look at the climatology, an ice age is around the corner. If you look at the best record keeping we can have, we seem to have had a slight warming over the last 50 years. And it hasn't, the world has gotten greener and we've gotten more productive and we have less disasters despite what they try to tell you on the news. If you look at the number of people killed from natural, from weather disasters, and the percentages are going down, we're more productive, there's more food, more people. People are more prosperous in general, despite these relatively minor wars we've had in the last 50 years. I don't mean to disparage anybody who fought in Vietnam or Korea or in...
Dean, we're running out of time. We'll pick it up for Friday.
Very good.
Thank you for taking the time to join me today. I know you're doing some family stuff, and I appreciate you taking the time aside to do that prior to getting back on the road and heading out to Yuma.
That's correct.
All right. Find Dean Stuff at amoland.com. As for me, I will be back in about 21 hours between now and then. It's always been about gun control, never been about, it's always been about total control, never been just about gun control. This has been Lock and Load.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wick. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.